Welcome to Create Your Bliss with Nika Annan. Today I have the wonderful opportunity to meet with Ilona Paluki, a holistic shaman healer. She works with different tools in consciousness, metamedicine health, remote and energy viewing, as well as dance therapy methods. For over 25 years, she has developed her specific IP holistic breathing technique, which is the main and basic condition for her work. She works internationally and within various culture and ethnic backgrounds and is specialized in trauma work, abuse, war experiences, guilt, anxiety, heart insufficiencies, and psychosomatic problems. She runs a spiritual spa for mental health with apartments in Provence, south of France, where she offers spiritual guidance and therapy. On demand, she also travels to the client. We are delighted to be able to talk with you today, Ilona. And can you please describe your work and what got you involved in it?
Since a lot of years, in my young age, it began with what colors I saw every evening, every night when I went to bed. A long time, for years. So after a while, I forgot it because I couldn't ask other people or my parents what happened with this. But later, a few years later, when I started with the dance therapy, with the education of the dance therapy, it opened more and more for me the reasons for to see colors. And so when I worked with the people, I saw very often when they moved in front of me that I saw once more colors. And especially also I saw in between the distance in between the fingers or the arms to the body, to the breast, where normally is nothing. So I could see colors and pictures and
beautiful
stories. And more after that time, I got in educations and I met a woman. Her name is Lilla Beck. She is a famous woman from Great Britain. And she introduced me for several years into the really in the real knowledge of colors, in the energy of colors and what does it mean. So now I know every color has several colors inside also, and every and if there are three, four colors, two colors together, so we have to look very, very specific. What does it mean? What character, what problems are inside these energies?
That's beautiful. So you see the energy in the body and then you have a method for understanding it.
Also, now, today, I'm working with the organs. So when I go into the organs, I see in every part, especially only one organ, different colors. So also heavy energies. So I can work like a chirurg to keep them out, to speak with the clients, and they feel it when I go into the breathing technique with them. This is the base for my work. I research since 25 years. This special breathing technique, it's because I looked so much in the earlier years, how do the people move, how do they speak, how do they stay together with other people, and so on and so on. And I saw more and more the problems of the breathing. Because the breathing, it's it's the food of right. the body. It's the food of muscles, the food of blood, and so on. So I could see more and more that the people, when they breathe, also when they come from yoga, and they are teacher from yoga, it doesn't matter. I see very, very often that they breathe, of course, and they breathe in a good way as yoga teaches. But the main breathing, the main breath, it doesn't work really. Uh-huh. They take only 25 or 30 percent of breath in her body, in their body, and especially when the people go into this special breathing technique. It is a little bit different to Stanislav Grof.
Uh-huh.
Stanislav Grof work in a different way. He gives seminars together with the several groups of people. I only work with one person together. So the person which I work with whom I work, it is a very, very intense work. Mm-hmm. And so I see every second, I see things which the person can feel over this breathing technique.
So you work with one person and, go ahead. Mm-hmm. So you work with one person and they breathe and you guide the breathing and they move into the energy?
They move into the energy and they feel at once when there are problems, and uh-huh. they have forgotten the problems. For uh-huh. example, with the heart. Right. At once, when they start to breathe, they feel for example a pain mm-hmm. or a power, an uncomfortable power, and in the moment when they feel this, I see it at once mm-hmm. what happened. Maybe some people who were introduced in their problems, I can see them. Uh-huh. I explain the person what I see, and I say to them, please, do you know some person? Look, he has great gray hairs and he's wearing mostly, I don't know, a shirt maybe with lines and so on and so on. And they are thinking about. And every time we got really the problem, and the problem with special persons mm-hmm. who were produced in their life. So in that moment, mm-hmm. we can go into the healing process.
Okay.
And when I go with the person into the healing process, I work with the breath. I work especially with the breath, with the head first, with the head, with the neck, with the lungs, mm-hmm. and clean systematically with uh-huh. the client the problems till we arrive to the heart.
Uh-huh.
And when we come to the heart, the breathing, it's like cleaning, mm-hmm. and the person feels we go into the heart with the breath. Okay. We go around the heart of the breath. Do you understand me?
Yes, so you're breathing, and you're breathing into the heart, and you breathe
into the heart, outside the heart, and uh-huh. it is really special, because people think, I cannot breathe in my heart, right. I cannot breathe, I don't know, in the liver, but they right. can do it, and they can do it really during some minutes,
mm-hmm.
and in these some minutes, they say, oh, I feel it, I feel it. And oh, there wow. I feel some heavy place more in the heart or in the liver. Mm-hmm. So we we really work till the liver or the heart or another organ mm-hmm. is free. So we go through the whole body, especially with this problem. Maybe we arrive into the stomach mm-hmm. and the person, maybe it's a woman. And I can see at once if she had an abortion. Mm-hmm. The abortion, because it's always when a woman lose a baby, right. a fetus, maybe it's only 3-4 weeks in the first time. The fetus is always on the left side next to the uterus.
Uh-huh.
And the woman is feeling something. She says maybe to me, "Oh, I have a heavy, uncomfortable pain. Mm-hmm. What is this?" And in the same moment, I say, "I see a fetus. Mm-hmm. Do you have an abortion?"
Right.
She begins to cry.
Right.
Mostly in the time, because even she didn't like to have a baby, but to lose a baby, it's so tremendous, deep. And the pain is so deep, she didn't feel it, but it is in the soul.
Yes.
And my work is a deep soul healing work. So I have to go really deep inside with mm-hmm. the person. We go through all the whole body. We go if there is an abortion, mm-hmm. we go into the forgiveness. We take the fetus in our mind. Mm-hmm. We can see the fetus. Mm-hmm. And with the shaman way of healing,
right.
So I take the four winds mm-hmm. To heal. And
would you like to describe that process a little bit or not? Would you like to describe that process a little bit, the 4 weeks?
Yes, in the moment, okay. I will tell you.
Wonderful.
When the fetus is outside, when I start to work with the fetus, in this moment, the fetus is going outside of the body. But sometimes the fetus is not going to the other dimension. Mm-hmm. Because the fetus during the abortion has an accident, because uh-huh. the doctors, the medicine doctors, they don't take care because it's an abortion.
Right.
But if the fetus had an accident, maybe an accident with a leg or an accident with the breast, then the fetus is waiting maybe 50 centimeters or 1 meter mm-hmm. Over the stomach.
Uh-huh.
And he's waiting, and I see the accident, and he's waiting till I heal this accident.
Uh-huh.
And then he's going away with the forgiveness, with cutting the energies of the mother and the fetus.
So it frees it. It gathers itself together, and then the fetus is free to go on.
Exactly. And sometimes the fetus don't like to go to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's very seldom, but it happens. More it happens with people who died. Uh-huh. But sometimes it happens also with the fetus that he is staying there maybe 2 meters over the body. And so I have to talk to him. Don't be afraid. On the other side, it is calm, it is peace, it is love, and so on and so on.
So beautiful.
And then he's going, and the client, the woman, feels it, see it, how the fetus is going to the other, into the other dimension. And it is a very releasing feeling for the mother. And she feels, after this work, completely free and in peace. And she's very graceful to give him the way to the right place.
Right. Ilona, I want to remark here that it sounds, and I think this is so important in working with trauma, that it's really important that they not re-experience the trauma, but that it becomes resolved so that you move it into a state of that calm and peace and beauty.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that the focus of your work is not re-traumatizing, but to move into a state of being healed.
I didn't understand very well. I work with the trauma. I heal the trauma, and I heal the people around this person who had the trauma with people. Do you understand me?
Yes. And so my question was that you don't recreate the situation where the trauma happened. You create a healing for that situation.
I don't need to recreate the situation. For example, I am more and more now specialized with people who have the trauma with sexual abuse and cruelty. Mm-hmm. It sounds so heavy. But it is not really heavy. It is when I work with the person with this trauma on the base with the breathing technique and with the shaman's holy room. This is very important. Mm-hmm. So when I work with this person with a sexual trauma, we have to go just to the moment, to a situation where this person with a sexual abuse has the most uncomfortable feeling.
Right.
It's only a moment. I need the feeling, the most uncomfortable feeling for to work with it. The people are afraid in the moment.
Right.
And I say, please stay quiet. It's only a moment. We need this feeling for to go through the whole body. Mm-hmm. Because if we go through the whole body, it cleans completely the body and the energy body. All problems are in one place fixed in our body, in the deep soul.
Right.
In the muscles, maybe. In the blood. Mm-hmm. In the bones, for example. So, when we have the point, in the moment, it's only a moment. We go through the breathing technique, and in the moment, the person who made this problem is he is with us together. Mm-hmm. It's only a moment. Mm-hmm. And we go into the process of forgiveness with all love of the heart to forgive, because everybody has a bad, maybe has bad things and has good things. Mm-hmm. And in another incarnation, maybe he had his experiences in this way. So in this life, he's doing as he had the experiences from last incarnation. So he's also only a personality.
Right.
The most important person, of course, is the client with the sexual abuse. But after a short while, maybe 1 hour or 2 hours, latest after 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
the person feel it in the first first 20 minutes, there is changing something in her head. And so when it is something changing in her head, she knows, oh, it is processing something good in my body.
Good.
Yes, after a while with the forgiveness and also with the cutting of the energies together, because we have energies together, right. If we don't separate them. After the separation, the woman or the man, of course,
right.
Very often I have also men with these experiences, they breathe, they say by themselves, oh, it's away. It's
nice.
Completely away. And it is fantastic.
It's beautiful.
And we both, the client, mm-hmm. I wait for the client what she is talking, because it's not my thing to say, oh, it is finished. It is important that the client say to me, oh, it has changed completely. So then the healing, the deep healing process is finished. After the healing process, I ask some, maybe 10 minutes later, please go once more to the feeling we took mm-hmm. for to work on it. And they say, there's no feeling anymore.
Oh, how lovely.
And after, I'm looking for them about 10 weeks to 4 months. And after a while, 1 year later, I ask once more,
mm-hmm.
well, how do you feel? What happened? And they all they say, it is finished. I'm so happy and I'm so peaceful now. There's nothing anymore.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And so with other experiences, of course, it's not only sexual abuse. Even I'm specialized in this case, because
right.
it makes me really happy to work in this way. It's the problem of our time now.
Yes.
There are so many other problems. For example, if somebody died in the family,
mm-hmm.
we are suffering. We are suffering for what we didn't say before the person has died.
Mm-hmm.
Or we are suffering, what did I do with this person, or what didn't I do with this person, because after that there's no more possibility to say, please forgive me.
And so you work with people making peace with departed, with family and friends who have died?
Exactly, exactly. When the people come to me, or they invite me for in between 5 to 10 days,
mm-hmm.
mostly 10 days, they go back, we healed several really deep problems. Maybe normally in between 4 to 6 really deep problems.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stay 10 days with me, after that time, or with our discussions and what I see when I finish my work after the next time after the work, I listen to the people, how do they express themselves, what ideas do they have. Mm-hmm. I can introduce, and I introduce very intense. Mm-hmm. So when they go back, mm-hmm. they have also a new way of seeing the world.
Oh, beautiful. So that they have not only they've let go, but they have a new way of envisioning.
Exactly. And they are all happy when we get in touch together the first week one time, the second week maybe one time, the third week, the third time maybe 2 weeks later, after them maybe 3 weeks later. So I let them slowly go by themselves.
Uh-huh. How wonderful.
Yeah. It's luxurious. The work after is something, it's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. How marvelous. And so when you work with people, you're working, you see the color, you see the energy, you release it. What is that experience like for you? What are you...
The work?
Right.
Or the experiences? The work.
The experiencing the work. Well, how is your experience of the work? What are you...
How I feel, or yeah. What do you mean?
Yes, how do you feel?
I will tell you something. Mm-hmm. It is, I'm so happy now in my life, since I can work with the people in this way, because what can we do more? To stay with people together, help them, mm-hmm. and after that, they don't need mostly any more medicine. They don't need more a company from a psychologist. They feel free.
Beautiful. So you talk also about war experiences. Do you want to talk about how you work with people with war experiences? Because I know that's something.
With war experience.
With war experience.
It is exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I work with soldiers. Sometimes I work, excuse me that I go first. I love the work with Indian people. Mm-hmm. I like to work with people with an archaic culture. Mm-hmm. Last time I worked with somebody who had in her family slaves.
Mm-hmm.
100 years before, and you don't believe the images and the suffering of the slaves. Also, the people now who have the family there, have the family there,
right.
They have something inside sentences, for example. Sentences they don't understand, mm-hmm. and when they go to the hospital, the people of the hospital, the medicine people, they cannot help.
Right.
And one person I had last year, she was in a hospital, mm-hmm. for 1 year. During the weekend, she can get come back to her home. So she asked me. She phoned me from another country, and she asked me for her problems. And I could understand her, and she felt so good. So she visited me, mm-hmm. and we could go in the other incarnations,
mm-hmm.
to find what happened in the other incarnations. She feels really good. And next to these educations, also I have the education of meta-medicine.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
The meta-medicine is something when we have an illness,
mm-hmm,
or shock or something else, on an accident. If these the illness has always a roots from maybe 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 20 years ago, roots where the client had, for example, a shock,
mm-hmm,
had something really bad and awful experience. And if it is not healed during maybe 2 months, it is growing slowly, slowly, slowly into the body. You know, when we have a shock, we cannot breathe in the moment.
Right.
Our blood is frozen in the moment. And it is a situation, very often, we have it for a long time. And if we have it for a long time, more than 2 months, it is growing and it is changing the physiology, the
right,
the energy, of course. The energy is working against the health, the energy of these traumas, the energy of bad experiences. It is growing, growing slowly. We don't feel it. But after a while, maybe we have, with our heart, heart insufficiency. Mm-hmm. The heart is trembling.
Right.
Understand me?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. It's trembling. So the client goes to the doctor and he is examining the heart. And he says, it is not going very well. I will give you a medicine, and you have to take the medicine for maybe the next years. But the problem, the cause, it is far ago before, and so the meta medicine and my work, mm-hmm, especially also, is going back and looking, searching the roots. When we get the roots, the client says, oh, I had a shock, yes, and I know the feelings, and I know my breast where I couldn't breathe, and so on and so on. When we go into the healing process of these experiences or one experience,
mm-hmm,
we heal in the back. But if when we heal in the back, we heal the time now, and in the same moment we heal the future.
Do you understand? It's quite wonderful how that works. Yes, it's yes. So as
we can't heal now, we have to go back,
mm-hmm,
to heal there if there is something, and always what is in the background, in the earlier years, this is the fact how it works today and how works the future. If we hear the older time,
mm-hmm,
at the same time, it changes the future. Do you understand me?
I do. I think that's wonderful, and I know that experience.
You know it. Yeah, yes. Yes, yes.
Even though we, in our culture, we're taught that time is linear, it's not. Because we live in the full present, which is all time together.
Exactly. It's the shaman way, this, yes, shaman knowledge. It's the big step for me, the shaman knowledge for me. It's the most important tool what I have.
Can you describe that a little more for people who don't understand?
The shaman way is the most natural way of thinking, a way of respecting animals, the earth, mm-hmm. the people, the respect for the life of everything. It's the most important thing of the shaman way of living.
And living from that place allows us then to heal in a different dimension, or to acknowledge that we live in a different dimension.
Yes. I were introduced from a shaman woman when I traveled to Florida a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. I traveled around Port Charlotte, and I found a wonderful, nice place in front of a small river. And I took a place there for some hours to feel the earth. Mm-hmm. And to feel the place around myself. And I had a tremendous feeling of the air, like the air was flickering and burning. Mm-hmm. And it was not a scary feeling, but I sat there and I felt a strong presence. And when I came back to France, a little bit later, during my sleep, I was contacted from a personality. A shaman woman approached first in my dream, mm-hmm. and then in my awake state. She looked at me, and I thought, it is unbelievable. She knows me, and I know her. Mm-hmm. And she introduced herself as she knows me since a long time. And I felt so wonderful and so together with her. Her name was Eva. Mm-hmm. And she... I received a transmission from her, and later there was also a chief present at times, a very strong and serious man. Mm-hmm. And they showed what was done to them by colonizers and mm-hmm. soldiers and mm-hmm. Spanish people. Mm-hmm. She approached me almost every night. And I learned that the place where I sat down near the river, Nika, was the most holiest place from this tribe. They were the Kalosa. Mm-hmm.
Kalosa? No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And I understood what happened in that time when I rested there. Mm-hmm. And I received transmissions of knowledge for about 1 year before it ended.
Beautiful.
They let me feel all their suffering. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. And I felt all their pain inside my body. And sometimes I couldn't bear that pain. So terrible was it. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. And I felt... they never would introduce me if my earlier roots were not from there.
Right.
Yes, and they have shown me their country, how they lived before as fishers and farmers. Mm-hmm. And after a year, they asked me to come back to this holy place mm-hmm. for to work with them with the knowledge they gave me. And so I could work with them. It was so graceful. And after that, the shaman woman came back to me when they left this earth to another dimension. She said goodbye and gave me all her rest of her knowledge of the shaman way of healing.
What a gift.
Yes, it was so unbelievable. So I have a lot of emotions always. So you feel, you see it.
Yes, yes. The deep gratitude and the awe. And
it was so unbelievable. And I'm so grateful, graceful. And now with all my work now, it is so wonderful because I know by myself, with all my will to heal,
yes,
I can mostly do the most. But I will tell you something. I also had a long education, for over six years, the light body knowledge.
Oh, nice.
It is the source of the potentiality, and I was trained absolute in emptiness, and the source behind. Before we can arrive the source, in the back of the source, there is another place. There is no, not to be. For to go back to the source, it happens something for that the source can start for our soul. Do you understand me?
Yes, the potential of whatever it is behind there, right?
Behind there, yes.
Before it is created, before it comes into being, yeah.
Exactly. So, I never never looked for educations. All my life, the educations came to me.
The tools that you were meant to have showed up in your life.
Yeah.
So when you did that study of the light body, how did that change what you were doing?
It changed, of course, during these 6 years education, my knowledge, what does it mean to stay here? What value do I have here? What value do I have with my soul? With my big soul. It is another way of looking to the life as before. It is something, it's like the shaman knowledge is energy. We are energy.
Right.
Energy is moving, is always moving if we understand this. It is letting go. It is dreaming to realize life over dreaming.
Yes. So to I don't quite know how to articulate it, but that place where we live in the world in all levels, including the sacredness of being incarnate. And how precious being here is.
I will tell you something. I know now very clear that the potential, what the people use, it's only 25%. But if we learn to see over these 25%, it's the other dimension. And we cannot really understand life without the other dimension.
Correct.
I have the feeling that the other dimension is the big potential. Every time when I have learned something, you know this, we have to learn, and there's a question, and mm-hmm. there's an answer, and it's the answer. Point.
Right.
But if we learn, especially over the shaman knowledge, I must say it always, I must repeat it, then we have the possibility, everything what we said before, it is not possible. In the medicine education, it's not possible. If I stay on the other side mm-hmm. and look in this dimension, every time once more, when I learned this is the answer, from the other side, I saw it's unbelievable. In every situation, there is also another answer.
Mm-hmm.
This is so unbelievable because it gives you the impression to grow. It's something of growing, opening.
And allowing that in then and acknowledging it. I hear in that your story of as a child seeing the colors and not knowing what it meant and not being able to talk to anyone. And through the process in your life and what you've learned to honor that knowledge and that gift and to increase it and to trust it and to know that it's giving you information. And I think that's important for people to hear because I think very many of us
When I had the education of light body, I was very, very surprised very often because during the seminars, there were so crowds of people with a lot of anxious. They were anxious to go further.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand it because I had a so big feeling it is going well. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be afraid.
That they found it scary and you found it almost like going home, maybe.
It's exactly that.
And so to you, it was very deeply familiar.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important for us to share those stories, especially for younger people or for other people who are having these experiences and don't know where to go with them, don't know how to experience them. And one of the focuses of this show is out of what really engaged you at that deep level, you've created an entire life.
Yeah.
And your life is doing what speaks to your soul.
When I work with the people 5 to 10 days, mm-hmm. Every time when they go away, they say, "Oh, I have the feeling that I can trust."
Mm. How beautiful!
Yeah.
And perhaps even trust themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm really focused on my work. I'm so so fascinated with this work, and I think the people believe me that I will the best.
Yes, and that you want that. So as we start closing down, talk about how you draw people to you. What do you want to share about that? Can you give us your website? Can you give us a sense of what it would be like to come work with you?
It is once more the question.
So can we talk now? Can you give us your website? Talk a little bit more about your IP holistic breathing as we close down, how people find you, what the experience of working with you is like.
It is something of talking about my work. Mm-hmm. The people who go back, or I'm traveling to them. After that, the people around them, maybe one day later, they say, "Oh, what did you do? You are totally different." And so it's from mouth to mouth,
mm-hmm.
of course, about my website. And more I like to talk to other people, for crowds of people.
Uh-huh. So you do presentations as well.
Yeah, present now more and more my work outside.
And do you train people in your technique?
You have my website. Yes.
Yeah, let me bring it up.
It's www.paluki.com.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am thinking about now to create a seminar for the way to help people with abuse, because it's so important to show how to help the people. It is very important that it begins to be popular, that there is a possibility of really 90-94% of healing.
And to let go of that. And so people don't need to be defined by their trauma, but by their wellness.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. That would be really... I'm really delighted to be talking to you.
It is a big pleasure for me. It's really a big pleasure.
I'm so glad.
I have I have a place here in France, mm-hmm. in south of France, with two apartments, and it is a wonderful, really nice place. My garden is a special place. It is prepared with a lot of love. It's really shaman, the feeling of really a big peace. And so the people can come here to stay in my house, mm-hmm. but in their apartments. So we have always the possibility after the work, during the day, to talk together.
Oh, nice.
And so, Nika, I give a lot of knowledge after the hour to the people, for that they can really, really have, they can get help and change their life. And the people can look at my website. They can go into my website and can contact me. I'm every time for the people, for every question, open.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I'm very grateful for your time.
And thank you also for the great talk together. It is a really big pleasure, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't see you at the Congress.
Are you going back? Are you going to the next dance?
Not this year, but I'm thinking about. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, next time you come to the States, let's meet.
Yes,
like that.
Of course. It would be a great pleasure for me.
And maybe I'll come to Provence.
This would be great. Do you see a chance?
I might. I'm looking to travel and to explore and looking for visions of how do we present in the world.
France.
Mm-hmm.
What here, in the region.
Yes.
It's the most beautiful place here. It's not rich, It is in the back of the sea, but it is the nature is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's like in Africa, some places.
Aha, like yeah. High desert plains. Well, how wonderful. I look forward to talking to you again, and thank you so much for meeting with us.
Excuse me for my English. It's not perfect.
It's quite all right. It's good for us all to learn to hear and listen and listen with our hearts as well as our critical ear. So thank you so much for sharing from your heart.
So, thank you.
Thank you.